Blog Talk Radio.
The Political Universe Radio Show is on the air. I'm your host, Jason Eastley, and each week we'll be getting together at 1:30 in the afternoon to talk about the latest news and events in the world of politics. For our very first show, we're going to be talking about what else, the 2008 presidential campaign. We'll be discussing whether or not campaign fatigue will be setting in even earlier this year because of the media's incredibly compulsive coverage of the candidates at this early stage of the game. Right now, I would like to get into our first story of the day, which is Barack Obama's appearance in Selma, Alabama. Selma has become the epicenter of liberal politics this weekend, as both John Edwards, Hillary Clinton, or all John Edwards, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama have converged on Selma to commemorate the 42nd anniversary of the bloody Selma clashes between civil rights protesters and police. This morning, Obama said at a breakfast, "I stand on the shoulders of giants. This is the site of my conception. I am the fruits of your labor. I am the offspring of the movement. When people ask me if I've been to Selma before, I tell them I'm coming home." In contrast, Hillary Clinton will be appearing later today with her husband, Bill, as he's inducted into the Voting Rights Hall of Fame. Hillary was supposed to appear alone on Bill's behalf, but plans were changed on Thursday to set up the dueling Obama-Clinton appearance. You know, I'm getting a little tired already of the Obama and Clinton antics and theatrics. We have 20 months before the first vote, well, actually 20 months before the presidential vote, and already we have to deal with these two snipping at each other. And to comment on this and even more, I'd like to bring in my friend and fellow news guy, Will Riddell. Will, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Will. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, you're going to be here every week, so I guess it's no real big deal. Now, let's talk about Selma, Alabama today. First of all, where do you stand on Barack Obama?
Well, I think that Barack Obama has a lot of great ideas. He's full of energy. And I think that he's bringing something to the American people that has been missing for the past 8 years, and that's hope, and that's, you know, with the American dream.
I really thought you were going to call him a clean, neat, well-dressed guy, quote Joe Biden there for a second.
No.
Yeah. So did you pay any attention to Barack's remarks today? I mean, how do you think that's going to play?
I think that's going to be very effective, if they want to get political, you know, use this as a political event, which I'm not sure if they are or are not. I think that's going to win Barack Obama over the people.
By the way, if you're Hillary Clinton, how do you top this? Because basically, Barack Obama's come out and said, "I'm black."
Right.
Top that, Hillary. This is Selma. I'm black. I understand things that you don't.
Well, I think that she ought to not play it cool and not.
She ought to just not even jump into that game.
Right.
But it seems like that's where she's going with Bill Clinton today. That's why she drug Bill down. You know, and besides the fact he's being voted into the Voting Rights Hall of Fame, I think that there's something going on here where they're afraid to match up Hillary alone with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is why else would you make sure that the president flew in whenever she was supposed to speak on his behalf earlier, but they found out Obama's going to be there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All of a sudden, Bill has to show up to, like, steal a little spotlight.
Right. Well, obviously, you know, the whole thing, one of the strategies in her political campaign is to use him as a tool to get to the Oval Office.
Now, this is just my opinion, but how much of her popularity do you think is based on Bill Clinton? By the way, I'm asking Will these questions because during his day job, he often helps administer the Washington Post poll at work. So how much of this, just in your opinion, not anything you've seen from a poll, how much of this is really based on Bill and not Hillary?
I think that a lot of it is from his term as president, and if you're related to them, why not?
So you kind of use our personal.
That's an ace in the hole. So
yeah, I mean, but do you really think though the people will eventually see through that? I mean, will they eventually see Hillary Clinton for as a certain standalone candidate, or will she always be Bill's wife?
I think that she'll always try to portray the image as Bill's wife.
Really? You don't think she's going to try to jump out there on her own?
She may. I mean, that's hard to tell right now, I think, because
it's too early
to tell.
And we're going to talk about this later, if it is really, in fact, too soon to be talking about all this.
And again, as you mentioned at the beginning, with the mudslinging that's going on between Senator Clinton and Senator Obama about, you know, a lot of things, and, you know, it started.
Yeah, I mean, whether we want it to or not, it's here.
Right.
And that's what we have to realize is, and the media is going to cover it because it's news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not going to ignore it. It's news regardless. They're going to cover it.
Right.
We're going to have to watch it. It's up to us. I mean, as people who like, I write news columns every day, so I have to watch it. Other people can decide to ignore it.
Right.
Which is kind of what I think is going on with the population in general.
They
just tuned it out.
Right.
You know, it's too soon. They don't want to hear it. But I also think there is an element of people have already basically muted President Bush. They aren't paying attention to President Bush anymore. They're already looking ahead to that next leader.
Right.
And there's a great deal of anticipation because of the Iraq War.
Right.
About, you know, the next leader. And I don't know how you feel, but I still think if things stay as they are, the Iraq's going to be the number one issue in 08.
Oh, it's going to be the number one issue for a long time.
Because it's
going to take a long time to rebuild Iraq.
You really think we're going to be there for that long?
I think we're going to be there for a long time.
Because I honestly believe, and if anyone wants to drop there who happens to be listening, actually stumbled across this program and goes, what the heck is this? They can AIM us at CAPJ71 if they want to instant message us. And they can get in on the discussion right now. But I tend to think that the Iraq situation isn't going to be resolved by 08.
Right.
It may be resolved by 09, depending on who is elected president and what they decide to do.
And possibly by 2012. I mean,
yeah,
it's hard to tell how long this is
really
going to go on.
Do you really think it could take that long?
It might. I mean, we may still be there.
I mean, I tend to think that one way or another, the next president's going to start pulling troops out of there.
Okay.
One way or another. I mean,
right.
Whether we're ready to or not, they're just going to pull it out. They're just going to start pulling people out. It's too politically divisive. It's just destroying the Republican Party.
Right.
I mean, and I don't see a Democratic president that's going to want to stick around and fight George Bush's war.
Right.
I don't know how you see it, but I don't think that that's going to happen. By the way, you can AIM us at CAPJ71, and you can also phone in at 718-664-6734. So, as we were saying, I don't think Hillary is going to be able to top what Obama's done today. And
right.
The reason, there's some panic. I don't know. I don't know if it was in your Washington Post poll that you worked on or not, but the results of Hillary greatly losing African American support over the past month. She had a 20-point lead among African Americans, and it's up to an 11-point deficit to Obama.
Oh wow!
So I think there's a hint of panic there.
Yeah, I think there is.
Yeah, I think there's because she was before Obama came along, she was in the driver's seat.
Right.
She basically had African American votes that were going to go to her because of Bill Clinton's overwhelming popularity.
Right.
And now she's got serious competition for those votes, and I really don't think anyone can win the Democratic nomination without, you know, minority
right.
votes. Because
right.
unlike the Republican Party, which is 80-90% white,
right.
you need a coalition in the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is all split apart. It's diverse. And if we both know one thing about the Democrats, it is we love to fight with each other.
Right.
We love nothing more than to fight with each other. We almost love fighting each other more than we do fighting the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I also wanted to take a look at what you really think. Does any of this really matter yet? That's my question. Does any of this really matter? Is anyone going to remember this in 6 months? Any of the stuff that's going on now?
Well, with the I think that what Senator Obama said today is going to really.
You think it's going to resonate?
It's going to resonate, but it's also if it's forgotten, it's going to be somewhere in the back of their heads.
Okay. Yeah, I think
and it's going to create a great impression on them. So
I think the quote I read to you today is probably going to be a theme we're going to hear repeated throughout the campaign.
Right.
And it's not just, hey, look at me, I'm black. It is, I share your experiences. I understand things in a way that the other candidates running can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a powerfully profound message. I mean, I think that if he can extend that base beyond, you know, let's say African-American voters and minority voters to just the population in general.
Right.
That's whenever you're going to see the Obama mania, as it's been called, really spread.
Yeah.
Now, Will, as you know, every week, Will, at the middle of the program, you'll be doing our news.
Woohoo!
You'll be giving a woohoo, yeah. And as we expand the scheduled time of the show, we'll get into having you a news theme.
Oh, great.
Speaking of which, I sent you a version of the news theme.
Yes, I listened to it.
Did you listen to it? What did you think?
I like it.
Because, you know, Will's pretty much a 70s lover.
No, I'm not.
Come on. Don't you love the 1970s?
I like the 70s.
Wasn't it the time of your childhood?
What was that?
It wasn't at the time of your childhood.
It was the time of my childhood.
Did you have a nostalgic feeling towards that time?
Yes, but I wasn't really into the disco era.
Well,
thing.
I'm not going to throw disco at you, man. Your news theme isn't going to be Disco Duck.
Okay.
Or, you know, something from Saturday Night Fever or Staying Alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there won't be anything like that going on. It'll be something kind of hip and cool, more like Shaft.
There you go.
Okay, now we have about 3 minutes till we get into the news segment.
Right.
Do you want to talk about Ann Coulter?
Oh, my gosh. She just needs to keep her mouth shut. If she wants to do the Republicans a favor, she needs to keep her mouth shut.
Yeah, yeah. For any of you who don't know, right-wing wingnut and author Ann Coulter was speaking to the audience in Washington, D.C. at the Conservative Political Action Conference on Friday night, and she called Senator John Edwards, presidential candidate, Democrat, North Carolina, a quote-unquote faggot. If you heard direct quote, it is, it turns out you have to go into rehab if you use the word faggot, so I'm kind of at an impasse. I can't really talk about Edwards.
Oh, geez.
Now, this is, in case you don't know, the Conservative Political Action Conference is one of the biggest gatherings of conservatives in the country. Is this the story you want to have coming out of your gathering?
No, especially when you have weak candidates. For the Republican ticket, you do not want to have anything like this.
You know, that's a great point, because I've read and heard at least two or three times in the past week people calling the Republican candidates weak as a field.
Mm-hmm.
Are they a weak group of candidates?
Well, they have potential, but I don't think that they're going to be dealing with a lot of the. You know, they're going to be dealing with the Iraq war. They're going to be dealing with, you know, a deficit that's out of control. They're going to be dealing with issues like, you know, jobs going overseas.
Yeah. The jobs going overseas issue is one that just hasn't gone away.
And health care.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, you know, you're just going to need somebody who is been researching the matters, but, you know, I don't think that any of the candidates have a real solid answer to all of them.
Yeah.
Because we're in a real predicament now.
Yeah. Yeah, I highly doubt whether or not any of the Republican candidates have a breakthrough potential. I know they love Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
They adore, the moderates adore Giuliani.
Right.
But you and I have talked about Giuliani before, and both of us just feel that we do not see Giuliani being able to win.
Right, because of his on his views on gay marriage and also abortion.
Okay, well, if you're ready to go with the news, it is a quarter till the hour.
Oh, okay.
So it's halfway through the show. Well, within 30 seconds halfway, but we'll call it halfway through the show because I think you have more than an even number of minute of news. So we'll throw it over to you, and we'll let you give us today's headlines.
Okay, the political unit.
Well.
Okay, thank you. The Political Universe News time is 1:45 p.m., and here is the news. In a press release on Friday, the United States Army has announced that Major General Eric B. Shoemaker will be the commanding general of Walter Reed Hospital. According to General Richard Cody, Vice Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, quote, General Eric Shoemaker has the right blend of leadership, professional expertise, and personal experience for this position, end quote. This is the latest chapter in a story that was uncovered by the Washington Post that exposed the unhygienic conditions at Walter Reed Hospital last month and led to the resignations and oustings of three high-ranking Army officials. According to Iraqi war veterans, the underlying problem is that the hospital has been overwhelmed by the number of casualties it has received. After tornadoes swept through Alabama and Georgia last Thursday, President Bush toured the devastated areas hit by the storm, which killed 22 people. While in Enterprise, Alabama, the president commented that, quote, I come down with a heavy heart and will try to the best of my ability to comfort those who lost lives and properties, end quote. The areas hit by the killer tornadoes have been declared disaster areas and will be eligible for federal grants and loans. On Saturday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad met with Saudi King Abdullah to discuss the growing concerns of sectarian violence amongst Muslims in the Middle East between Sunni and Shia Muslims. In a meeting that was described as, quote, fruitful, President Ahmadinejad commented that, quote, plots carried out by the enemies in order to divide the world of Islam were discussed, end quote. President Bush's approval ratings have reached an all-time low, according to a New York Times CBS poll. The poll results revealed that the president only has a 29% approval rating while 61% disapprove of his performance. According to the New York Times, quote, while the war in Iraq remains the overarching issue in the early stages of the 2008 campaign, access to affordable health care is at the top of the public's domestic agenda, ranked far more important than immigration, cutting taxes, or promoting traditional values. Only 24% said they were satisfied with President Bush's handling of the health insurance issue, despite his recent initiatives, and 62% said the Democrats were more likely to improve the health care system, end quote. Senator Joe Biden of Delaware trails Senator Hillary Clinton by 13 points, according to a new Farley Dickinson Public Mind poll. According to the poll, quote, only one in four Delawareans think his chances of winning the nomination are good, and 47% say he would not make a good president, end quote. The poll results have Clinton leading with 34%, with Biden in second with 21%. Coming in third was Senator Barack Obama with 19% and Senator John Edwards with 10%. Iraqi security forces launched an operation yesterday to hunt down and capture a gang that was responsible for the kidnapping and killing of 14 of its policemen, according to the Interior Ministry. The incident happened in a province around Baghdad. The Ministry Operations Director, Brigadier General Abdel Karim Khalaf, commented, quote, the minister is following this case closely and has given the order to hunt these people down and punish them. The police chief in Bakuba has collected intelligence information, and the operation is underway, end quote. According to Khalaf, the gang managed to capture 14 of 55 Shiite-led Interior Ministry Forces soldiers that were on their way home on leave. Senator Hillary Clinton and Senator Barack Obama will be in Selma, Alabama to commemorate the 1965 Voting Rights March. The event will encompass a historic reenactment of the march when 600 civil rights workers were attacked while participating in a peaceful demonstration for voting rights for African Americans. Former President Bill Clinton will be in attendance at the event as well. And you are listening to The Political Universe here on Blog Talk Radio, and I turn it back to my colleague, Jason Easley.
Oh, yeah, you've known me for how many years?
And I messed up your name. Sorry.
You got through the whole newscast. You got through the whole newscast, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh, wow, great job. And then, boom, you dropped my name. Yeah.
Sorry.
This is what first broadcasts are for.
Yeah.
You know, we're not supposed to be perfect the first time out.
That's right.
Now,
were on the fifth time.
Yeah, this is sort of like preseason for us.
Right.
So, you know, and that's why we're not really promoting the show as of this week too much. From this week on out, we'll be getting a heavy promotion, and hopefully we'll get a few listeners, like maybe four.
Right.
Four listeners would be a banner week for us. But, you know, we're not really doing this for listeners. We're doing this just to amuse ourselves.
That's right.
That's the sad part of it all. So we both really need lives. Let's just get back to Ann Coulter for one more minute.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I knew you would love that. if you were the Republican Party,
right,
would you have Ann Coulter anywhere near an open microphone at a major gathering?
No.
Because I don't think they understand this stuff plays well to the people that agree with her.
Right. I know she tries to pander to the neoconservatives. Well, she is. I believe she's a neoconservative. But it's just that, you know, she goes too far in her words.
Yeah, but if you're not a neoconservative or a social conservative,
mm-hmm.
how well does this play?
Not very well. To the rest
of the world, to the rest of the country.
Not well at all.
No, this doesn't look good. And you know what it does? It reinforces that stereotype of the Republican Party as closed-minded,
right,
prejudiced, and white.
Right.
It doesn't do them any favors. I mean, they're squeaking by the last two presidential. Well, technically they lost the 2000 election to Al Gore. That was an inconvenient truth. But in 2004, they won by a point and a half, 2 points. They don't have the kind of majority that they can have somebody like Ann Coulter out there just going crazy and making these kind of remarks in front of a large gathering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's smart.
Yeah.
So, now let's. The main theme of the day really has been campaign fatigue, which then we proceeded to want to talk about the campaigns in the next 22
right.
minutes, which is sort of hypocritical in its own way. In a measure of news interest, this is according to an AP TV writer story. The three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, have already devoted 95 minutes of on-air attention to the political campaign.
That's oh, wow.
more time than the comparable period for the previous four presidential elections.
Wow.
Combined. I mean, you can just tell. This thing is getting a lot of coverage, and...
Well, there's a lot of drama in
Yeah, already.
Already.
I mean the storylines are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Is John McCain too old?
Right.
Can he convince Republicans that he's one of them and sway them over?
Right.
Can Barack Obama win? Is he too young? Will America vote for an African-American? Everybody knows Hillary Clinton.
Can Rudy Giuliani, with his experience for being as mayor during 9/11, win the president or win yep. the nomination, even though he's even though that some of the rank and file Republicans disagree with some of his moral value, or not really his morals, but his beliefs in same sex marriage and abortion.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the Washington Post poll that you were a part of at work that you administered the survey to,
mm-hmm.
The people that you administered the survey to, it turns out that I guess in the results, 4 out of 10 Republicans said they would change their votes on Giuliani based on his social positions.
Yeah,
Was that right?
That was from the response. Some of the respondents that I took.
Yeah, and then I saw the results in the post, and that was the final tabulation. So
right.
Judging from the small sample that you did for the hours that you worked on the poll, that would seem about right. Like, people change whenever they're told that Rudy's not very socially conservative. He's actually a social liberal in a lot of ways.
Right. As soon as you mention the same-sex marriage issue or the civil union issue or the abortion issue and his viewpoints on it, then they kind of dissented from him.
Yeah. I think he's going to have a really hard time. I mean, and then what about Mitt Romney? Will America vote for a Mormon? And another person who's held some very liberal positions in the past.
Right.
Will conservative Republicans vote for that kind of candidate? Which is why the big hit of the conference this weekend in Washington has been Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
He's been the one that the Republicans are raving about as they come out.
Right.
And the problem is Newt has no chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
If they would nominate Newt Gingrich, any Democratic presidential candidate would beat him. Any of the top three.
Right, because he was at the beginning of the Republican revolution back in the 90s.
Yeah, and the fact that he had his own scandal that ended up chasing him from the House.
Mm-hmm.
And just essentially, he's too far right.
Right.
He's too far right for America. I'm not sure if Hillary Clinton is far left enough for the Democrats.
And I think that the last election with the congressional elections last year was kind of a litmus test. litmus test as to what's going to happen in the next presidential election.
Yeah, I personally love prognosticators who are basing the chances of the Republicans strictly on previous presidential elections. When you have a result that is as earth-shaking as the 06 midterm was, that fundamentally changed the American political landscape the way that one did, you have to take that into account.
But do you think that these liberal conservatives, if you want to call them that...
Yeah, we can call them that. In fact, that's what we'll call them. They're liberal conservatives.
These liberal conservatives feel that that they have a better shot because of the last election, that they have a better shot at winning.
Yeah, I think that we have to make a distinction between the general election and the primary election. The primary election, anybody who wants to win the primary election in the day, in either party has to run leftward for the Democrats or rightward for the Republicans.
Right.
The problem is that if you want to win in November, you have to run sort of center, a little left on some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna create a major contradiction for one of these candidates,
right?
Or both. I mean, because how can you appeal to your party base? Which honestly, I don't know. Both parties seem to be being controlled by their extremes right now.
Yeah.
The liberals and the Democratic Party are the ones screaming their heads off to get out of Iraq right now, and the far right conservatives have dictated the Republican agenda for years.
Mm-hmm.
Going back probably since the Republican Revolution in '94. I mean, so how is any candidate going to navigate through that? And
right.
That's John McCain's problem.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, as he runs further to the right to get those endorsements and hopefully votes he needs for the nomination, he is alienating the middle.
Right.
And let's face it, these elections anymore, these presidential elections are decided by independents.
Right. And I think that, you know, it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like the flip-flopping effect. And
now, are the Republican candidates a sign of a trend? Is the Republican Party actually moving more towards the middle after their election defeat?
I think so.
That would be good for the country, probably. I mean, if we could have both parties move to the middle, maybe we could actually get something done. And
right.
The two sides would work together.
I don't think that they'll get back to the old traditional Republicans.
Yeah.
You don't
think the bipartisan days will return?
It may.
It may? I think we're...
It'll be a while.
Yeah, we'll both be much older by the time it gets
right,
here.
Exactly.
We will be the young, pretty things that we are today.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I really do believe that this country, something has to shift. Something has to give. You can't have extremes governing for too long, or people are going to start throwing the bombs out, which is what they did last November.
Right.
You know, and this is and I expect a progression of that sentiment.
But I think that this is what the kind of system of government that our founding fathers had, you know, envisioned, though, because, you know, you give one side a chance, and if they do their job, they'll stay in power. If they don't do their job, then people will go back to the other side.
I really do believe that the founding fathers actually thought there would be more of a consensus in the government between legislators and presidents.
Right.
They didn't ever foresee the kind of just cold political fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Over every single issue.
Right.
By the way, Will, we have less than 2 minutes left in this week's program.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you one final question. If you were to size up the Democratic contenders and the Republicans right now, we'll do one of each. We'll give you a minute for each. Who are the front runners in your mind, let's say, for the Democratic Party? Give me your top three.
My top three for the Democrats?
Yeah.
Well,
who do you think will win?
Either Barack Obama or John Edwards.
That's in your top three? Who would you put at one?
One,
two, three. You can't do an either or.
Oh, boy. That's hard.
Where would you put Hillary?
I would put her...
out of one, two, three.
Probably a three.
Okay. And then Edwards or Obama, one or two?
I would have to go with probably... That's, you know what, that's a good question. That is honestly a good question.
One. Okay, you want to go 1 and 1A. Okay, 1 and 1A.
Okay. Edwards and Obama.
Okay, 1 and 1A. And then Hillary third. Okay, on the Republican side, who do you think is going to win? 1, 2, 3. Rank them.
One, for some reason I see McCain winning.
Okay.
And through my, I'm not going to say crystal ball, but.
Through your glass eye.
Arr.
And two?
Two, Giuliani.
Okay, and three?
Three. either Brownback or, well, I can't pick two, so.
Well, you could pick two. You could tie for third.
Either Brownback or Romney.
Oh, really? You think Brownback's going to sneak up in there?
I think so. Or, yeah, I think he's going to sneak up there.
Well, we have a grand total of 15 seconds left in this week's program.
What's your assessment?
we'll get into that's what this show's for. We'll get into that every week.
Okay.
we have about 5 seconds, so I'd like to thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next week at 1:30 for the Political Universe Radio Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.